Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Nick Bibby is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Nick's a member of our Brain Trust, and he is a principal in the Bibby Group. He is a guy who knows an awful lot about franchising. In fact, he's a court-accepted franchise expert witness. He is he teaches entrepreneurship at Shreveport's branch of LSU, and he's our friend. Nick, welcome back to the show.
So good to hear you again. How are you?
It's good to have you back, Nick, as always. And, you know, Nick, I told the audience that you were one of our entrepreneur experts and that you were going to be on the show. I also told them you were one of our franchise experts and you were going to be on the show. And those two things are not mutually exclusive. A lot of times people think if you're a franchisee that you're not entrepreneurial, that you're not an entrepreneur. I disagree with that. I think anybody who takes a risk, who goes out, even if they're doing what I call franchising entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. And anybody who takes a risk, though, even if they're using someone else's model, to me is an entrepreneur. What do you think?
One, I agree with you. Two, let me put it in just a little bit different terms. I will choose one word. The word independence defines an entrepreneur. There are all levels of them, and franchising, I see franchisees, I see falling about in the middle, but yeah, definitely. A franchisee is an entrepreneur. As you say, they're taking a risk. They want to be independent from the normal self-employed workplace. And, yeah, I totally agree with you.
Well, one of the things, and by the way, that's a good way to get invited back, which is to agree with the host.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But the thing is that a lot of people want to have their own independence. They want to have their own business. And they don't, but, you know, how many times do I get letters and emails every week, and you do too, saying, I want to start a business, but I don't know what I want to go into. Those people, when they tell me that, I tell them, look, if you really think you want to do something on your own and you can't figure it out, you either need to not do it, but if you can't deal with that, go check out a franchise opportunity, because you can shop for things to do in the franchise network, can't you?
Yes, you can, but you said the all-important thing right up front, and that is, what do I want to do? And until we can find where we might best fit, it's difficult to know what we're going to do. And in my opinion, Jim, this is what stalls most of the 99 out of 100 people who would like to do it but never get to doing it.
Mm-hmm. Finding out the thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't know where we fit, and maybe not just in terms of entrepreneurship, but life in general, if we don't know where we fit, we tend to what I call leave. We replace chance with choice when we don't know what to do, and we replace, and once we have a focus on where we're going, we can make our better decisions.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason that I said, though, shopping in the franchise industry is because if you can look around and see the different industries that franchises are made available, you can see something. You can say, wait a minute, yeah, I know something about that, and here's somebody who wants to put me in business doing that. It's sort of like reminding yourself of what you're good at, what you're interested in.
Well, that
and you can't really. It's to me that would be a good way, and you can give us a website where we can go, but that would be better than just saying than starting something that you don't know anything about. And I see people do that all the time. Start a new business, they knew nothing about the industry.
Well, you have to have some knowledge, and as most educators tell us, capital and knowledge are two very important aspects of being mm-hmm. successful in business, and the role of a good franchisor, and I emphasize a good franchisor, is to be able to teach you the role of a good franchisor, is the ability or to teach you how to approach the business, because supposedly there is a quality system behind the offering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. And you know a weird thing, Jim? People cannot tell you how many franchise offerings there are in this country. We know we're approaching better than 700,000 franchised units in mm-hmm. the country. But we don't really know. We've got the Entrepreneur 100, Entrepreneur 500. But we honestly don't know if there are 3,000 or 4,000 different offerings. Because mm-hmm. in some states they're not registered, and in other states they have to be registered, or they might just be a local franchise. But you're right, there are a myriad of opportunities out there. And there are approximately 100 different segments of franchising, given printing, pizza, dry cleaning, and
right.
so on.
Is there one place, one website where someone could go, or maybe two or three where they could go and see most of those?
There are, you know what? It seems that's an excellent question, because the number of websites dedicated to exposing franchise opportunities seem to grow. I mean, there seems to be a new one every day.
Mm-hmm.
But the IFA, which is franchise.org, is an excellent organization out of Washington, D.C.
Franchise.org.
Right.
Okay.
And then franchise.com, of course, is Nancy Ganem out of California.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh, you just type in a search on the computer for franchise opportunities, and you have it all.
Well, but if you do that, you're going to get a lot of onesies and twosies. And I want to. The first two you gave me sounds like the best ones. Just to go and find out what the different opportunities are, just in a very dispassionate way. You know, no big sales pitch. Just here's the listing of what's out there. So now we've found this franchise list, and we think we found something that we might be interested in. And the next few steps is where you find out whether you are an entrepreneur, and not only that, but what kind of an entrepreneur you are. Are you one that can color inside the lines, or are you one that has to go wandering off on their own and have their own rules?
There are so many questions that I present to prospective entrepreneurs, but with regard to franchising, the most important one is this. Will you work within a system? Do you have the ability lifelong to work within a system? Have you demonstrated that to yourself? Or do you need to express more independence?
Hold on to that thought, Nick. Quick break. We'll be right back with Nick Bibby. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage and check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by on Sunday by email. It gets you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out the archives, the articles, and our Brain Trust members, and our blog, which is right there on the homepage, which we'll also send to you if you want. And by the way, we update the blog every weekday. Nick Bibby is our guest. Nick, give us your website, please.
Two, Jim. First, my last name, Bibby Group, BibbyGroup.com.
Right.
Wonderful information, highly in-depth site concerning the world of franchising, probably better than 100 pages at Bibby Group, of sheer information. No sales, just quality material to educate oneself about the world of franchising, whether you're looking to purchase a franchise and become a franchisee, or if you own a business and would like to franchise it. And then the second site, Jim, one that's brand new, although it's been years in the making, is emerging-entrepreneurs.com, which deals with the issue that we talked about last segment, should I work for myself?
Well, and that's the thing that I said before you got here, Nick, is is that this entrepreneur thing, this starting your own business, having some independence, it's not for everybody. As I said to the audience before you got here, Nick, if it was easy, monkeys would be doing it.
Sure.
And it's not easy. It's hard. It's very hard. It's not for everybody. And sometimes the best thing I can do for people who want to start a business is to talk them out of it.
Totally agree. I mean, it's amazing how many people think we start a business next week and the next day we're going to start to perfect our golf game. It doesn't
right.
go like that.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. One of my best friends in the Brain Trust is Mark Allen. He says his 5-year plan took 10 years.
There's no doubt. I mean, when you look back, and I'm sure you have, and I know I have, started a variety of businesses before I got into the consulting and counseling end of this. It's amazing how quickly time can tick by, and you say, "My goodness, it took a while to get here." But you know what? When you get there, there's no feeling like it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's the reason. And that's the reason why, if you really want it, you'll do it. And nothing I can say will talk you out of it. And that's the whole purpose of you know, me giving them tough love, Nick, and you giving them tough love is so that you'll harden their desire. But the thing about you talked about knowledge and capital. You got to have those two things. But knowledge and capital without the desire, without the love, without the passion for what you want to do, not being a small business owner, but passion for doing what you do. If you don't have that, then you're not going to make it. What do you think?
I say that you will never have the staying power to get past the ramp up and break-even stage of small business, and even past break-even when things get rough, if you don't have a proper fit with the business. Because small business ownership is nothing different than a serious than any other serious relationship that requires passion and fit to get through the rough spots.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's let me help you define the rough spots. One of the things that I say, Nick, is that there are two elements to your business: the industry that you work in, the things that you do, and the operation of the business. And on any given day, the operation of the business will frustrate you, it'll frighten you, it'll let you down. And if you don't love what you do so much to make you come back and deal with the operation frustrations and challenges, you won't come back.
Let me chime in with this. In my focus program for emerging entrepreneurs, one of the examples I use is that of a restaurant owner, or two different restaurant owners, when the prep person does not show up. Who is going to get through the day with joy, and who's going to get through with stress? The person who's there just to count the money at the end of the day, or the person who truly loves that restaurant business and the world of cooking and can jump in and be part of the operation? If you don't love and protect every aspect of your business, you shouldn't be there.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, you know, what do you think about and this is something that drives budding entrepreneurs crazy when you tell them this. But if you don't know something about an industry that you think you want to start in, go work for somebody in that industry. But they don't want to wait that long. But that's what my recommendation is. What do you think, Nick?
I think if we don't have the patience to learn what we're supposed to do, then we're going to learn a lot about patience when we're done.
Mm-hmm. It's like what was it? You know, our grandmothers used to tell us, if you don't have time to do it right the first time, when are you going to have time to fix it? Hey, listen, I like what you're doing with your new website, the Focus Program for Emerging Entrepreneurs. Give us that website again, please.
That's emerging-entrepreneurs.com.
Now, on that website, you focus on some of the things we just got through talking about, don't you?
Yeah, that site is all about this program, which I've been teaching for years. I teach it at LSU in Shreveport. I have used it in my private, and I don't say consulting, I say counseling practice, because I do have a second master's in counseling. And this is all about finding out who we are as a person and a potential entrepreneur. So that's why I developed this new site.
And it looks good. Thank you, Nick, for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Take care now, Jim.
Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Wilma Goldstein. Stay with me.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.